A couple of Dallas council members say they did not have the answers when constituents came to them with questions about the West Nile virus outbreak and the city, county, and state response. North Dallas Councilwoman Ann Margolin says her headaches began even before the declared public health emergency and controversial aerial spraying.
I had some extremely frustrated neighborhoods who wanted to be sprayed. And they were asking me, how can I get sprayed? And it was like hitting my head against a wall.
Margolin says she got no response from the city code department or the county judge. She did get an apology from city manager Mary Soom at a West Nile update. Soom says new data from the Centers for Disease Control team on the ground in North Texas will help the city improve its responsiveness and communication next time.
We're going to ask them to look at the sites. We're going to ask them to look at the number of the traps. We're going to ask them to look at our methodology. And I think we need to spend some time talking to you and identifying what the concerns are.
Councilman Jerry Allen says there was too much confusion about when the aerial spraying would take place.
How am I going to tell my people? How am I going to notify them? I thought you said 10 o'clock. Now it's 9 o'clock.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings is hoping to get a preliminary assessment of the city's response to West Nile from the CDC team by the end of this week.
They're going to be the science and kind of tell us what we did right, what we did wrong, how can we do better next time. Look, we're not going to get into the spring and not have our act together on this.
A full report from the CDC is expected in November. BJ Austin, KERA News.